AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The war in Iran is in its 60th day, but the Trump administration claims the war is already over because of the ceasefire that's been in effect since early April, an interpretation that would allow the White House to avoid the need to seek congressional approval. A 1973 law mandates formal approval from Congress for military action that extends beyond 60 days. The Trump administration has shown no interest in seeking congressional approval at all. The 60-day date is passing with no action from GOP lawmakers who continue to defer to the White House. A plane crash near Austin, Texas, killed all five people on board.
In a Facebook post, Hayes County Judge Ruben Becerra says the crash happened Thursday night in Wimberley, about 40 miles southwest of Austin. He says preliminary information indicates the plane was traveling at a high rate of speed when it crashed. He also added that a second aircraft traveling in the area landed safely near San Antonio. The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the crash. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
May Day demonstrations in New York spoke out against Amazon, which they say has been pushing small business out of communities.
Because when we fight,
we win!
When our immigrant workers are under attack, what do we do?
Feel that way.
May Day rallies around the world have been calling for peace, higher wages, and better working conditions as many workers grapple with rising energy costs and shrinking purchasing power tied to the Iran war. Authorities have identified a body as Nahida Bristi, the second missing University of South Florida student from Bangladesh. The body of the other student was also found. A suspect in Florida is in custody. A man has been charged with attempted murder in the stabbings of two Jewish men in London. The British government pledged to tackle anti-Semitism after the stabbings. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising towards more records on Wall Street after Apple, Estee Lauder, and other companies became the latest to deliver big profits. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% in the first hour of trading Friday. The index is coming off its latest all-time high and its biggest monthly gain since 2020. The Dow rose 140 points, that's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.8%. Apple rose 4%. The iPhone maker reported another quarter of solid profits and revenue. Estee Lauder climbed almost 7%. Many markets overseas were closed for the May Day holiday. Seth Sutel, New York.
Banksy appears to confirm a new mural in London is his latest work. The black and white artwork shows two children in winter attire lying on the ground with one pointing at the sky. There is an identical image elsewhere in London. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.